Moedei Torah Mashda Kittel Gimel Cheshvan Tovshin Ayin Ches Reb Katsriel Bakshal.
Morning. Sukkos is a time when we go out in our back gardens and we are very close to other people's sukkos. And we hear what's going on in other people's sukkahs. We hear a bit of inside information. So this happened in Yerushalayim. There was a Yid who sat in his sukkah every day. And he noticed that he could hear from his neighbor's house the way he said Birchas Hamazon. He said it with such kavana. He said it so slowly. He said it with a zagishmak. And over the whole sukkahs it really inspired him. And he, after Sukkot, when he met him, he says, "Tell me, how do you get this inspiration to say Birchas Hamazon when we say it so many times, to say it with such a freshness, with such a frishkeit?" So he said, "I'll tell you a story. When I was a young little boy, I was lived in Lublin. In Lublin, as we know, is the famous Rav Meir Shapira was in yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva there. And one day they called Rav Meir Shapira to the cheder to faher us, to give us a test on what we were learning. And we knew it very well. So Rav Meir Shapira said at the end of the test, "You know that I haven't got any money or any prizes to give you, but I'm going to give you a prize. And the prize is, I'm going to tell you a Beher Hetiv in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simon Kuf Pei Hei, Sivkotan Aleph. And I'm telling you this prize, and if you keep to this prize, you'll have a wonderful Abrochan Atzlocha. And it says like this, Motsasi, I found, Loma Ein Fei. Why is there not a final fail, an end of fail? But Birchas Hamazon, if you look in the whole Birchas Hamazon, you will not find a final fail there. Lefi, and the reason is, Shekol mi shebirach Birchas Hamazon. Anybody who says Birchas Hamazon bekavona with kavona, ein shoylet boiloy af v'loy ketzev, he will not experience any type of anger, any type of midas hadin in from Shemayim. And not only that, he will have his parnasa berevach of a covered kol yom of all his days. Vamedaktik, and somebody's really careful. Yizoy levorich b'toych ha-sefer. Says this Yid, this was the present which Rav Meir Shapira told us that if we are benched b'kavana, if we say Birchas Hamazon b'kavana, we will be saved from any type of midas hadin. And he said, I experienced from then on. Obviously, I benched with a lot of kavana, and I experienced the war. And I'm not going to go into the stories which he said, as he had mamish nisim in the war, and he was here in Yerushalayim today to tell the story, and that's why he's always very careful to say Birchas Hamazon bekavona. So I'd like to mention one or two important halachas, but again to Birchas Hamazon, if we're already going to say it with kavona, let's make sure we're doing it according to the halacha in order that this skula should take a work. And the first halach which I'd like to mention is a mufurish halach in Shulchan Aruch, where it says in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet Siftes says Tzorich Leishev B'Shar Shemavorich. When one benches Birchas Hamazon, when you say benching, you should say it sitting down. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even if while he was eating, he was walking backwards and forwards, he was in a rush while he was eating. However, when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, you've got to bench sitting down. Why? It's a mafurish halacha. In order that you should be able to be mechaven properly, you've got to say it sitting down. And when he does sit down, he shouldn't sit on the couch, sprawled out on the couch while he's saying Birchas Hamazon. He should say it, Yeshev be'emah, say it be'kavonim. Now, very interesting, as Toisus and Maseches Brachas, he learns this halacha out from the pasuk. It says, "Va'achalta v'savata." Says Toisus, "V'savata." If you take the words "shin base" of v'savata, "shin base" is shave, is sit. The end of savata is ace uverachto. Says Toisus, it seems that the Torah is meramis to us that while we're benching, we should sit down. So as I say, there could be a feel a dim in our Torah. As when you're benching, you should sit down in order that you should have kavana. And Tosa says that Chazal, the Halacha, the Gemara says you should sit down is because Bald Birchas Hamazon with the Raisa Hichmiruba, they gave it a chumra that you should have proper kavana. So that's the first Halacha. The second Halacha, again, a Mufurish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Behei, Siv Bei says, Tzorich Shiyashmiya La'oznov Mashem Moitzi Bisvasov. You should hear what you're saying. Very often, we mumble the Berachas Hamazon into our beard if we've got one, and we don't hear what we're saying. You should hear the words as you're saying, and again, obviously, that's also Halacha in Hilchas Kavona, in order that you should be understand what you're saying, in order that you should be inspired what you're saying. You say it loud. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't say it loud, you will still be yotze. However, we're looking for the hiddur, we're looking for the best way to say Berachas Hamazon. One should say it loud in order that you should be able to hear what you're saying. Another important halacha, and this is one of the main halachas, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sif Gimel says, Osa la'asos melacha. While you're benching, one is not allowed to do any type of work, be'odim avorich, while you're benching. Now this din of osur la'asos melacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, even just a small thing, very often while we're benching, we take that time to clear up the table and put a few things straight. Even a tashmishkal, even something which doesn't need any major thought, is also osur to do during benching. And here comes along the Mishnah Berurah, which is quite a frightening Mishnah Berurah. And he says, why is that? It looks as if you don't put your whole mind to the benching. It looks as if we're just doing it passively by the way. And therefore, it can go into the pasuk, which it says in Parashas B'chukosavim, Telchu Yimu Bekeri. If a person does mitzvahs just by the way, then Chas V'Sholem Cholila, that is what can bring all the klolos. So the pshat is that we're looking for benching, we're going to bench, and we're going to use this benching to bring us so much bracha. So Chas V'Sholem to use it instead, put it the opposite way around, and while we are benching, Chas V'Sholem to do anything else, just but totally to concentrate what we're benching. And the Mishnah Berurah brings even more than that. V'kosa of Hataz, says the Taz, Shiyeshli Zoe Shloila Aina Filiba Devre Torah. Somebody thinks, ooh, I've got a good thought, there's a nice safer on the table. Maybe I have a little peep in the safer. Why I'm saying Birchas Mazon, even La Ayin but Divre Torah, a person should not do by Bashas what is saying Divre Torah. Gradam, that as we know, this is not only by Divrei Torah, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's by all tefillahs, by davening, by brachas, by Shemana Esra, that a person should not even learn Torah at that time, because that shows that are you davening or you're learning? Are you benching or you're learning? So if a person b'shas when he's benching, he should have his full and total kavana, and then he'll be guaranteed for this bracha. And then there's another extremely important halacha, which maybe at one time wasn't so much negea. Many years ago, when a person sat down to his dinner, when a person sat down to the supper, there wasn't much on offer besides for bread. So obviously, when a person was hungry, he would finish off his bread straight away. However, today we have 10 different salads and all different types of dips. So very often, when we start eating the meal, we have a nibble at the bread, and that's it. So there's halach in Shulchan Aruch which says that a person is only mechuyev Birchas Hamazon, whilst he's eating the bread, he eats a kezias of bread, bichdei achilas pras, which ideally was it within 3 or 4 minutes. One should have a whole kezias of bread within 3 or 4 minutes, and only then is he mechuyev Birchas Hamazon. However, if he just nibbles a bit of the bread, And he doesn't really, over the meal, he has a bits and bobs as he's traveling along through his meal. Very possible he's not mechuyev b'brachas hamazon, but even worse than that. So that means your whole brachas hamazon is a bracha levatola. He's not even allowed to say it, correct. And therefore his whole brachas hamazon is a bracha levatola chas v'sholem. And not only that, the whole reason why we don't make brachas on your fish and on your meat and on your vegetables during the meal, on your drink, is because the bread is the main main part of the meal. But that is only when you have a good shtick bread, b'chdei achilas prat, within 3 or 4 minutes. Then you're potter from saying brachas on all the rest of the things. However, if a person only nibbles at his bread, then not only, as you say, he's not b'choyev b'brachas hamazon, but all his food which he ate without a bracha, chas v'sholom. So he hasn't eaten all his food with a bracha because he wasn't potter from the bread. So therefore, that's a very good, important point, a beautiful point. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that as long as during the meal, somewhere, at some point, you have bread, b'chidei achilas pras, that is good enough. However, there is a shitta of the Noidi Yehuda who holds that it should be straight away. However, I'm not going to say la halacha, but ideally, if you want to be yoitza all the shitters, and especially sometimes we get carried away with all the beautiful food which we're sitting by the meal, by a wedding, whatever, it's best to go straight for it. As soon as you wash, as soon as you have your meal, it's best to go straight for it and have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, to have your bread, then you know you're done, you're sorted, and the rest of the meal you can enjoy, and then you will be b'chuyev b'brachas hamazon, and then we can go ahead and receive the gewaldige brachas that Brachas Hamazon promises us. I must mention that the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the shit of the pre-begodim, who holds that if taka over the whole meal one did nibble at bread, bits and bobs, however, at the end of the meal, you're satisfied with that bread. The Prima Gadim holds that you are Mechuyev Brachas Hamazon Midaraisa, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be so happy with the Prima Gadim. And as we are looking to say Brachas Hamazon with a hiddur, so it's definitely ideally to go for a full kezias of bread straight away. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings this down regarding, today we have different types of foods, different types of, and he says there that if a person has like a bread kugel or these type of things, so he says that it's only mechoy brachas hamazon v'dafke sheyesh ba'oseh kemach mechameshes mina kedei sheyochal mimena kezayis dogon b'chdei achilas pras. Sometimes you get these wafers which is in it, like very thin amount of flour in it. So the obligation to say Brachas Hamazon is only if you're eating a type of a food which has got enough flour in it, which you would eat it, the amount of achilas pras. So we've mentioned here a fantastic bracha from the Be'er Heitiv, that a person who is careful in Brachas Hamazon b'kavona has gewaldige skulas. And my question is, what is the secret? What is the reason behind it? Why is it that if a person says Brachas Hamazon b'kavona, he receives gewaldige skulas, he's saved from all bad things happening to him, and not only that, he gets a haftocha that his mezoinas, his parnosa, will be secure all his life? Another point we find, that we know that David HaMelech was masakin when he saw that 100 people were dying every day. David HaMelech was masakin mea brachas b'chol yom, 100 brachas a day. Now, what is the connection? Just because there was 100 people dying every day, what is the connection of saying 100 brachas which would save from this situation? And more than that, the Baal HaTurim says that the reason why we say 100 brachas, because every day a person is unfortunately could be destined to the tzadi ches klolos. Like on Rosh Hashanah we blow 100 koilas to bash up all those klolos which could arrive on us. So too, the mea brachas b'chol yoim is like the Iron Dome. You know, they have in Israel, they catch all the bombs from the Iron Dome. Every bracha booms. Every bracha booms. Every bracha which you say saves us from one of those sadiches klolos. But the question is, how does that work? What's the technology? What's the mechanics? Why is it that a bracha can save us from these types of klolos? And lastly, I want to ask, we know that the Klolos comes, says the Pasuk in Parashas Kisovo, Tachas Asher lo yavadto es Hashem Elokecha besimcha, because you didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha, and therefore all these Klolos come. What is the Shaychus? Because a person didn't serve Hashem besimcha, big deal. He put on tefillin, he put on his talus, he said Berachas Hamazon, he learned Torah, he did so many fantastic things. So he didn't do a besimcha. So why should all Chas V'Shalom, all those Klolos come? And I want to tell you an answer, Rabbi Yisai, which the answer which I'm going to discuss today is the Yisoid V'Shoyresh Ha'Avoida, meaning to say is, this is the foundation of a Yid. This is the Yisoid of every single Yid, if he wants to be an Erlich Yid, if he wants to do the Rotzen Hashem. This is the Yisoid of every person. The Gemara says in Brachos, Omar Shmuel, Kol Hanene Min Oilam Azeh B'Loi Bracha. Somebody who has anor from this world, he has his cup of coffee, and he doesn't make a bracha b'shas when he has his cup of coffee. Ki ilu nena mikotchis shomayim. It's as if you took hanor from kotchim. It's kedusha. It's like a korban. You've taken something, and it's as if he's goizel hakodesh baruch hu shenemal Hashem aretz moloya. Says the Maral, what does that mean? What does it mean that I've stolen from Hashem? What does it mean that it's kodshim? What is the idea behind it? Says the Maral, a fantastic thing. Well, every single thing in the world was created to bring kavod shomayim. Every apple, every orange, every grape, every besom which we smell, every type of hanor in this world is created in order to bring kavod shamayim. Is created in an order that people should know it comes from Hashem, and people should thank Hashem and say brachos to Hashem. Mimela, when a person eats an apple without a bracha, he's misused this tachlis of the apple. The tachlis of this apple was to bring kavod shamayim. And now he's taking this apple and he's minimized, he's taking away the kvod shomayim. So he's goes to kvod shomayim, he's eaten from kodshim, he's stolen the whole tachlis of this apple was to create kvod shomayim, and he's taking this away. However, it's even more than that. You know, generally we find that it's very hard often to say thank you to somebody else. And the reason is, because human nature is, I can look after myself, I'm sorted. They say a famous story of a guy who walked into the shul on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Hashem, I've got my business, I've got my family, everything's getting kavanah, please just don't mix it. Just keep out of it. And don't spoil things. A person, it's very extremely hard, and even where often when a person does a gewaldig teufel for you and even thank you for him, but it's really hard to feel that, you know, if not for this person, where would I be? David HaMelech said, Du'u ki Hashem hu aleikim, hu asonu. Our home mekoyer chios, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, du'u z'bloshon hoidah. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, we're not just saying, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, forgive me. No, we are saying, I'm helpless, I'm totally helpless, I totally have nothing, I wouldn't be breathing, my heart wouldn't be banging, I wouldn't be able to see, I wouldn't be able to feel, nothing would be without you. And therefore, and that is the translation, that is the definition of Hoidah. Hoidah means that I'm saying to Hashem that it's totally from you. Du'u ki Hashem hu alekim, hu are son of Veloy Anachnu. We are his. Veloy. No, we're not. But we are completely the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our whole being is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's the Makor of our Chiyus. As the Ramban says, a famous Lashon Ramban, Hashem Bora Es HaAdam B'Tachtoinim. What are we here for? What are we created for? We have a Ramban, a Heilig Ramban, one of the Lashon Rishonim. Hashem Boreh Sa'odah B'Tachtoinim Shiyakir Es Boiroi. He should understand and he should feel and deher who is his creator. And not only that, V'yoida, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as we explain, what does it mean thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu means having an emotional feeling that I'm helpless, and I thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gewaldige Teuva, because without this Teuva, without you giving this to me, I wouldn't have it. If I've got what to eat, if I come home Friday night and I make Kiddush and there's chairs and tables there to sit down, and I've got a house Baruch Hashem, we've got flowers on the table, I've got a wonderful meal, this is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing which in any way which I could do myself. Once a person comes to that understanding that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he can be start being Mekayim and mitzvah saseim in HaTorah, where we say every day, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. And this is what the Rashba and Tshuvas translates and explains when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are saying that Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the source of everything in this world. You're the source of every power. You're the source of every apple, every orange. You're the source of my whole health. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You know, Rabbi Sai, Chazal tell us, Misha Roitza Mona. Somebody's got 100 pounds. Roitza Masayim, he wants 200 pounds. So what happens? He's got 100 pounds in his bank account, and all day he thinks, you know, I want 200 pounds. Do you know what? When he wants that 200 pounds, he doesn't even have the 100 pounds. He can't even enjoy that 100 pounds. He's so busy thinking, what I want, what I want, what I want. What about what you have? If a person would sit down for a few minutes, once a week, once a day, and he would start thinking, going through the toivas which he said received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's heart beats 15,000 times a day. Imagine a month. What about a person's children? He wakes up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, the children wake up. Baruch Hashem, we have hands. Where do we make a bracha on our hands? Where do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our hands? Matir Asurim, we say in the morning, we get up, we can move around, we can use our hands. We have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu millions of toivas, millions and millions of toivas from the day we're born. Baruch Hashem, we have what to eat. Baruch Hashem, we have a house. Baruch Hashem, we have a washing machine. We have a microwave. We have a dryer. We have a telephone, all different types of telephones. So much technology we have today. Has a person ever think to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, thanking mean is that it's nothing to do with me. I'm totally helpless. I only have it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to me. When a person sits down and thinks that way, then he just feels, Avas Hashem, Rebbein Shalom. Thank you Hashem. You feel such a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what He's done for me in my life. You feel totally helpless. You know, this week I made a simcha here in Manchester, and the Mechatonim asked us to make Shabbos morning Sheva Brachas. So, well, we're thinking, how are we going to make it in Manchester? We're in Gateshead. How are we going to do it? We weren't quite sure how is it going to work out. However, when we came here to Manchester, and a young couple heard about that we are supposed to make a Sheva Brachas, they totally took away the whole doing of that, the whole obligation to make the Sheva Brachas. They made everything, they arranged for where to be. And at the end of the Sheva Brachas, this is how I felt. Like everybody at the end of the Sheva Brachas, they say, well, but thank you, we made a Sheva Brachas. And I would like to thank my wife. And I said, how can I thank my wife? She also didn't do anything. That means we felt totally, totally helpless. Meaning to say is we didn't do a thing. The whole Sheva Brachas was laid on from B'tchil of Atzoif. That's how a person has to feel. He wakes up in the morning and he must feel to himself that I woke up, Baruch Hashem, I've got my breakfast, I've got my dinner, I've got my work to go to, I'm totally helpless. This is all Mekor Chayenu which comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person feels in that way, then he's guaranteed Bracha. Because the Pasuk says, La'ashem ha-Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you Yeshua. I'm going to give you whatever you need. I'm going to save you from any bad things. But Al-Amcha Brachos Sechosela, says Rashi, it's a deal. Hashem says, I'll give you the Yeshuas. I'll give you all the Brachos. But Al-Amcha Brachos Sechosela, which means, Olav Lahoidos, we, Klal Yisrael, we have to say the Brachos. We have to be moided to the Rebbeinu. We have to thank to the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu says, I'll give you everything. When a person comes to a Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon, if you see in Birchas Hamazon, it's sandwiched, it's saturated with Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noide Lecho Hashem Elokeinu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Chal Tolav Atzeinu Eretz Chemda. You've given us so many things. However, after as we carry on, V'alakoyel Anachnu Moide, one second, we've just thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Noide Lecho Hashem Elokeinu, what's now V'alakoyel? So I once heard from a Yid, Noida Lecha Hashem Elokim, that's the thanking of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Torah, that's something for whole Klal Yisrael. But V'arakoyel Hashem Elokim, Anachnu Moidim Loch, is referring to each person's Toiva which he's got in his life. To each person's Toiva. So when we have Kavala, what does it mean, Kavala Birchas Amazon? Well, Kavala doesn't mean, yeah, I know the translation of the word. Kavala means a full emotional thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for this delicious meal which I've just had. I'm helpless. Without you, I wouldn't have anything at all. That is the emotional feeling. When a person has this type of idea in his life, when he's Kaseder thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gevaldige Getoivas, he's Besimcha. He's a happy man. When he thinks to himself, you know, like you get yourself a new camera all that day, you're happy. When you get yourself a new suit, you feel so good. I've got a new suit, I've got a new hat, I've got new shoes, you feel so geschmack. I've got something new. But the problem is, after it goes a bit stale. However, if a person would say to refresh the thank yous to Hashem, the millions of toivas, which he has, then he would be besimcha. If he's besimcha, that's a simon that he's thanking Hashem, then tachas ashrei avadto es Hashem elokecha besimcha over tov lev. You know why the klal has come? Because you're not besimcha. You know why you're not besimcha? Because you're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no haidah, then chas v'sholom chalila, there's klala. When David HaMelech was masakin mea brachas b'chol yoim, when David HaMelech was masakin mea brachas b'chol yoim to save us from people dying, what he meant by the brachas is haidah. Don't just stand to say the brachas kavana. Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you for this apple. I'm totally helpless. I wouldn't have this apple without you. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was once in a restaurant and he heard somebody ordering a cup of tea. So the guy charged him £5 for a cup of tea. He said, come on, cup of tea, bit of water, bit of tea essence, maybe a bit of sugar milk. Come on, that is not £5. You go on a train sometimes. They charge you, I don't know, £2.50, £5 for a cup of tea. How much is a tea bag? How much does it cost for a tea bag? A penny. So he goes to the waiter, says, excuse me, why is the tea so expensive? Says the waiter, listen, it's not just you're paying for the tea, you're paying for the nice music all around. You're in a beautiful restaurant, there's drapes, there's chandeliers, all the waiters are nicely dressed with golden buttons, and they're walking. You're not just paying for the cup of tea. Shaul Salanta says, now understand the bracha, when we say Shahakoil Nia Bidvoroi. When we thank Hashem for a piece of cheese, when we thank Hashem for some water, we're not just thanking for this piece of cheese. How much went into the cheese till we got the cheese? How much went into this water to be purified for us and delicious? How much I'm sitting now in my home, in the comfort of my home, and I've got so much, the chairs, the tables, and I've got my family, I've got so much surrounding me. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. And I'm totally helpless without it. Such a haidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam is tachlis brias ha'adam. For that reason we are created. And that is what brings a person to emunah b'Hashem. That person to yiras Hashem. That person brings a person to avas Hashem. And to simcha b'avodas Hashem. Like the Rabban says, in Sof Parashas Boy, ve'in le'elyon b'tachnoinim chovitz b'vad zeh. The whole reason for creation is sheyeda ha'adam, a person should know, ve'yoyda lelekav, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu shabaroi. And we should go into the shuls and we should say ve'yoyma lefonecha b'risecha anachnu. B'risecha anachnu means that you are the mekoyer achayim, Ribbono Shel Olam. You are everything. I'm totally helpless. I have nothing. All that I have that brought in Parnassah, whatever I've got for myself, is only from you. Such a type of haidah, such a type of haidah is guaranteed. Guaranteed, chas v'sholom, not to bring any ketzef, any shetzef. He's guaranteed, as the Chinuch Taka says, that the definition of the Birchas Hamazon was in order that we should be able to get the bracha. And that is why Hashem, we're heading out for a big winter. We're heading back for world events. Who knows what's going to be in the world? But we want to be saved. We want to have bracha. We want to be saved for all the klalas. Let us take this beautiful behetiv and let's keep the halachas of Birchas HaMazon to keep them in a proper way. And take this behetiv and have kavana in Birchas HaMazon. But as we mentioned, the kavana means full of a heart of hoidah. Hoidah means I'm totally helpless. And be'ezah Hashem v'isyata d'ishmaya, you will be able to be zoicha to bracha and gesund, and ala al chasashon, there'll be no klolas, and there'll all be zoreisa b'tzuyin o'tamid b'rava f'leib tzimtzum.
It's a cool time.